The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
At Bubble Genius, we know that it's a dog-eat-dog world, and sometimes all you've got is man's best friend. We know you'd do anything for your precious pup. When he's a good boy, you give him his favorite treat. When he's gotta go, you take him for a nice walk. When he destroys your favorite shoes, you scold him, lament, and go shoe shopping. And when he eats God knows what and his ass becomes a dirty, stinking mess, well, we've got your backside on that one. You know that we Bubble Geniuses make fun, awesome soaps for people, but did you also know that we make stuff for your best friend? We've got dog soaps, shampoos, and conditioners that'll clean your disgusting doggy in no time and leave him soft, cuddly, and smelling super. And we don't stop with the de-stinking there. We also make Kismet, our flea-repelling doggy perfume that leaves your pup smelling sweet and dreamy. Doggy kisses leaving you offended at your pup's palate? Turn those sour smooches to sweet with Kiss Me, our all-natural breath spray for dogs. Works wonders on humans, too. Pamper your precious pup with genius products and more at bubblegenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
This stuff is great, but it's like a lick.
So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Tonight we were out late. We took a ride out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. I tell you, where the blood came from. I told you. Jimmy told you before. I won't change. Anyway, you know, it reminds me, I need this knife. I'm going to take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah. Just need it for bring it off. Back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him, and we hit the deer, and his paw, what do you call it?
The paw.
The hoof got caught in the grill. Oh. I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Ma, it's a sin. You gotta leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if they do that. Anyway.
Delicious.
Thank you. Why don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down.
I settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I want to be with you.
Why don't you settle down?
Did Tommy ever tell you about my painting?
No.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I like this one. One dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
One is going east and the other one is going west. So what?
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me?
Wherever you go.
Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, January 23rd, 2014, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I'm Bob, that's Chez sitting right over there. We're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. And evidently, dog soap goes along really well with alliteration.
Nice.
Go to BubbleGenius.com for all of your bath and body needs. We're also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and Charles J. Bowen, attorney at law. He's the best. He really is. He's fast, smart. He knows how to communicate with his clients. The Bowen Group covers commercial, banking, manufacturing, employment, personal injury, and medical malpractice law. Large firm experience, small firm attention, elite firm ability. TheBowenLawGroup.com. Click the link on the podcast page. Also brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. It doesn't cost you anything to do this. The merchandise isn't more expensive if you click on the Amazon link on the front page of BobSeska.com. You go there, do all of your regular shopping, takes you right to the front page, and then we get a small commission out of everything you buy. Doesn't cost you anything more. It all comes from Amazon.com. Support the blog, support the podcast. Go ahead and click it. Also brought to you by Chez's memoir. It's called Dead Star Twilight. Get it through Amazon.com or DeusExMalcontent.com.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
So, God, a lot of things just sort of stacked up here right before the show that we want to get to. I think the big thing is, the thing that we want to talk about the most is Mike Huckabee. But before we get to Huckabee, we'd totally be remiss if we didn't say a few words about how badly cable news sucks today.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's wall-to-wall Justin Bieber coverage all over the cable news.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, you wrote about CNN's coverage today. I saw on MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell interrupted Jane Harman live from Davos on a breaking national security story to go to the Bieber arraignment.
Wow. Now, I mean, you know, I tend to beat up on CNN because, to me, CNN is supposed to be the gold standard. Yeah. I still have that belief about CNN that I had when I first started working there, you know, regardless of what, you know, of leaving there suddenly and inauspiciously. I believe that CNN is supposed to be better than everybody else when it comes to covering news. And oddly enough, that hasn't been beaten out of me with a fucking stick, which it should have by now.
Even after all the poop ship stories?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, look, Zucker sucks. You know, I'm sure he has, actually. He's done, you know, he's helped them rebuild their ratings, but at just a really terrible cost. For everyone, Anthony Bourdain, that he's brought in, who really has put on a damn good show, or, you know, a documentary he's done like Blackfish, the network has done hours and hours on poop cruises and, you know, just ridiculous stories, like just flooding the zone on Bieber.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have a special hosted by one of the Showbiz Tonight people from HLN tomorrow night. So it'll be Friday night on an hour-long special at 10 o'clock on Bieber. Bieber's Troubles. That's the name of it.
Did they have the helicopter shot of the car going? There was like a helicopter shot of like a
van.
The black van.
I'm gonna assume I didn't see that particular part, but I'm gonna assume that they did because all of the local stations in Miami are getting it, and CNN has who still got the contract with them? SVN in Miami, I know, always has. It could easily be the top three stations for all, probably at least two have a contract with CNN so they could feed them their helicopters.
So here's my question. If you watch the commercial breaks on any of these cable news stations, it's all like middle-aged, sort of upper middle-age, almost geriatric kind of advertising. Boner pills, that's a popular one on MSNBC. You know, lots of. I don't know if they run the vaginal mesh ads.
Oh, God, yeah.
But how do they possibly believe that this audience really cares what's going on with Justin Bieber?
They don't. Those commercials are programmed for the regular audience. They're assuming that people are tuning in to watch this because it's breaking.
I see.
Assuming that, you know, that they're getting a ton of new viewers. And they may be, by the way, getting a ton of new viewers. But they're assuming that they're getting a ton of viewers to watch this nonsense, and that it's, you know, it's a big breaking story.
I just don't see that. I don't see how Justin Bieber fans are going, boy, let's dial over to MSNBC and see what Andrea Mitchell has to say about Justin.
No, they're not. I think that this is, I could be wrong, man. You know, nobody ever went broke underestimating the taste of the American public.
That's
true. The great H.L. Mencken quote.
Yeah.
The great H.L. Mencken quote. You know, I mean, there's always the possibility that just to hate watch, they'll get, you know, people tuning in to complain, to say, why the hell are they doing this? Yeah. It's astonishing. You know, another great quote, William Goldman, nobody knows nothing. That's another one of my favorites. You know, yeah. I mean, it's true. You think you've got it figured out and you don't. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it bothers me because, yes, from a sort of logical perspective, I don't see where they figure that any audience is really going to tune in for an extended period of time on cable news to watch updates on Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. You know, but then again, I also know that, you know, CNN, a lot of times they have CNN especially, I've got to see if I can remember this. I think the average viewer time is something along the lines of like 20 minutes, a half hour. That's one of the reasons why they tend to loop coverage quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because they assume that you're not – I don't even need to tell you this. The only network that gets people watching from start to finish for hours at a time is Fox.
Fox. Yeah, of course.
Fox, because people who watch Fox. That's what they want. They want a brand. They don't just want the news.
Well, and especially now because they look at Fox as sort of a security blanket.
Like, that's it, exactly. Yeah.
This is they're going to take me away into this fantasy world, you know, where there is no Obama.
Right.
And if he is there,
the Negro isn't president.
Yeah. And while if he is there, he's a communist who's a traitor against the United States and should be hanged.
Yeah.
That's the Fox News Snuggie for its
very well put
viewers. Okay, so
But it is offensive, by the way, just to close. It is offensive because I think that at some point I want to believe. It's not true, but you want to believe. In general, we want to believe that a network like CNN would draw the line and just say, no, you know what? Here's your little tiny tidbit on this you know, this little 19-year-old douchebag who thinks he's a black guy who got arrested for being an asshole. And, you know, here's your little tidbit on what happened to him. Let's move on.
Yeah. I can see people dialing up CNN for that because CNN's sort of the go-to network, or maybe even headline news. But MSNBC, my God, it just seems like a stretch to me that anyone would give a shit.
And they've got serious people doing this. They have serious people.
Yeah. Andrea Mitchell. She's got the, you know, during commercial breaks, she's got the little flask, the little metal flask under the desk. She's taking nips, like, between, like, my God.
They come back from a commercial. She's dressed like Jesse from Breaking Bad.
she's mumbling
Justin
to herself.
Justin Bieber, bitch. Yo.
During commercial break, she's like mumbling to herself, I'm married to Alan Greenspan, and this is what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Every 2 weeks, that giant check goes into her account, and she just, you know, she buys painkillers and just floats away on them on a nice wave of Vicodin.
Cut to commercial, and we're clear. Oh, sweet liquor, take the pain away.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, so the other story that we wanted to talk about here right at the top of the show is, as we said, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee.
Just please keep talking.
Yes.
Just keep talking, guys. Whenever you Republican white men open your mouths, just keep talking, man.
Last week we had the story of Republican Dick Black, who said something ridiculous about... What was it, abortion? Or, you know, it's all the same fare.
I can't even, exactly. It's I don't the same remember. Fare.
Yeah, it's like the Huckabee thing has completely pushed it out of my head. It's like we're going to talk about Richard Sherman on the after party. And you know what? The Richard Sherman rant literally made me forget the Dennis Rodman rant. I had to go back and search the Daily Banter because I forgot who was ranting last week.
Well, Rodman's in rehab now.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we weren't too far off the mark last week. But Mike Huckabee, was this on his show?
No, he was speaking to the RNC meeting in D.C.
Yeah, okay, there it is, yeah. He said, I think...
Which, by the way, I have said many times, when you speak in... Although if you're a political operative, then obviously this is a different story. But if you speak in a closed room, even though it can get out everywhere, he's speaking to his audience.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. This wasn't really intended. It's not to say that he didn't know it was going to get out, but this wasn't intended for, like, everybody. This was preaching directly to the choir.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen his show? Have you ever seen the Mike Huckabee show?
No, I stay away from that.
It is. He's got, like, a once-a-week show. I think it's on Sunday nights when they don't take ratings. And it's totally amateur hour. He tries desperately to be this kind of, I don't know, like Johnny Carson meets Bill O'Reilly. Like there's a monologue. He does a comedy monologue at the top where he tells jokes.
Wow. I can only imagine the kind of jokes Mike Huckabee tells.
They're probably just really, really awful.
Imagine if his humor was like Daniel Tosh. That would be so awesome. And since no one's watching, nobody knows. It's like that's the big hidden secret that he comes on and he's like Richard Pryor. Yeah, he's like, so rude.
Like the N-word left and right.
Uh-huh. He's just completely rude.
Well, this isn't too far off the mark what he said at the RNC. I mean, he says, let's start off at the top here. I think it's time Republicans no longer accept listening to the Democrats talk about a, quote, war on women. The fact is the Republicans don't have a war on women. They have a war for women. Don't
there you go.
Yeah. To empower them to be something other than victims of their gender. Okay? He continues. If the Democrats want to insult the women of America by making them believe that they are helpless without Uncle Sugar coming
Uncle Sugar.
In.
That's and, so awesome.
And providing them for them a prescription each month for birth control because they cannot control their libido or their reproductive system without the help of the government, then so be it. Let's take that discussion all across America. He's basically saying that women, is he saying that Democrats believe that women need Uncle Sugar to control their libido? Is that what he's suggesting? Or is he just outright saying that women do need this? He's projecting onto Democrats this idea.
Yes, no, that's exactly, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. What he's saying is from the perspective of, as if it's from the perspective of Democrats.
Yeah, okay. But then the way he's interpreting this is like birth control is just something about controlling libido.
Oh, well, I mean, you know what? Look, if you want to make the argument that insurance shouldn't pay for insurance somehow shouldn't pay for birth control, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, it should be covered. It actually should. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, it's honestly, in some ways, it's good for the country. Yeah. It is. You know, you're bitching about abortion. Shut up and pay for birth control. It's not going to kill you.
Right. No.
I mean, for God's sakes. Getting a fucking prescription for Viagra, I'm sure that would be, you know, I wouldn't know personally, but I'm sure that's, you know, I think that's been already written about that's covered.
I'm trying to figure out. Uncle Sugar, I guess Uncle Sugar is Uncle Sam?
Yes.
But Uncle Sugar, what is Uncle Sugar? Where does that even come from? Uncle Sugar, like Sugar Daddy? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying. Uncle Sugar.
I get it. Okay. I get it.
By the way, I just happened to see here that, forget it. We'll talk about it later. It's not even worth bringing up on the regular show.
Okay. Got it.
No, because it's, you know, before the show, we just had a big sort of discussion about the stuff that we do at the Daily Banter. Mm-hmm. And essentially, this is more personal than something that belongs on this show. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Because it's inside baseball about banter, and I'm not going to get into that.
All right. We'll save it for the next show, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Got a break. Back after this.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Okay.
He was born on a summer day in 1951.
Andrew Gold,
yeah. I mean,
Andrew Gold.
If you're really into 70s soft rock, you ought to have the entire Andrew Gold discography.
You celebrate his entire catalog.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was just a phenomenally successful songwriter. I mean, stuff that he actually didn't perform himself, that he produced for other people.
I had this whole thing recently where I went through, I do this, I go through like these phases where I listen to certain kinds of music.
Well, that's
like,
what I was talking about. Yeah.
Like a few weeks ago, I was doing this hair metal thing. Mm-hmm. Not hair metal, but like Tesla and Crew and stuff like that. Yeah. And then like within the past couple weeks, for some reason, I'm going through this like 70s soft rock phase.
Yeah, I mean, then if that's the case, and that's what I was referencing before. I mean, if you're doing this, Andrew
like,
Gold,
like America and Stephen Bishop and you know, freaking Firefall. I think I was listening to. Dear God,
Little River Band. You have to have ELO in there.
That's right. I had ELO on my playlist. I had Little River Band. I had Dear God. Who else? I don't know. But I mean, I was just going through this like total phase where that's, you know. Ozark, one of my favorite songs of all time, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Jackie Blue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a great song.
Well, I was going to say about ELO, I went through a phase last spring. It was like May, June, something like that, where I was listening to, I crap you not, I was listening to ELO like on endless loop, like the entire discography, like day after day.
Yeah, it's a great band.
All right, so moving on to other stuff. Snowden had a live Q&A today. I think it's still going, in fact. It was held by the an organization called Free Snowden.
Whatever.
And I think there was a lot of softball questions.
Right alongside of Glenn Greenwald's heroism.
Oh, God. Yeah. Rescue child from burning building. Hero. Land a crippled airplane in the Hudson River.
Right.
Hero. Write up some articles in Brazil based upon leaked documents from Edward Snowden.
Not really a hero.
Not really a hero, no. So there are questions here from a lot of softball questions. Here's one from Jake Tapper. Hardball question coming in from WikiLeaks. The WikiLeaks one, the Ecuadorian consul in London, Fidel Narvaez, lost his job after helping you to safety. Helping you to safety was spun. You see, typical of the WikiLeaks. If you ever want to see like a completely insane, misspelled, weird grammatical Twitter feed, go to the WikiLeaks Twitter feed.
Wait. What the hell is Jake Tapper doing asking questions?
Jake Tapper's question was, under what conditions would you agree to return to the U.S.?
No. Tapper should not be asking questions under any circumstances. You know why Tapper shouldn't be asking questions? Because he doesn't actually know. Wait, is this a video interview or is this like a
The questions are from Twitter, and then they're, I guess.
So he is. You can see his face.
No, you can't see his face at all. You can't see. There's no visual to it.
In fact, it's like an AMA.
It's so old school that they're literally refreshing the page like every 30 seconds.
Tapper should not be engaged in that because he doesn't know for sure whether Snowden is the one answering the questions. He can assume so, but he doesn't know for sure.
Great point.
More than that, he is conforming to the regulations of an interview that he did not set up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For the most part, barring very few occasions, that goes against what CNN should be doing.
Right.
That goes against what real journalists should be doing.
So it's like Jake Tapper's in and amongst like a guy that calls himself Ragbag USA.
Yeah, come on. You know what, Tapper? Jesus. Why are you doing this? You're there again, conforming to the standards and the conditions of an interview from, you know, a guy who's on the other side of the world who may or may not actually be answering these questions and may have somebody sitting next to him advising him on what to answer.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, what's happening is this is so old school the way they're doing it. I think what they're doing is they're sending him like a Twitter question and then he sends an email back with his response and then they just post both of them in basic HTML right to the page and then auto refresh the page.
It's ridiculous. You know what? Seriously, if a bunch of conspiratorial jerk-offs want to ask him questions, want to pat him on the back, want to get down on their knees and blow him, go right ahead. No real journalist from a respected news organization should be involved in this at all, whatsoever.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Leave it to the Glenn Greenwalds and the Jeremy Scales of the world.
By the way, Ragbag USA asks, what, in your opinion, is the appropriate extent of U.S. national security apparatus? Surely some spying is needed. And Snowden's response was, not all spying is bad.
He's telling the truth, though. You know how you know what spying is bad? If the U.S. is the one doing it.
Exactly.
That's what he means when he says that. Not all spying is bad. When other countries spy in the U.S., that's okay.
Yeah. Or with
somebody else.
Yeah. Or when other countries spy on other countries. That's also bad.
That's okay. Well, you know, yeah.
I mean, it's just me.
When the U.S. is spying on somebody, that's how you know it's bad.
Yeah. Exactly right. And then he goes on to say the biggest problem is indiscriminate mass surveillance. So that basically eliminates the first two stories in all of this. The Verizon story with the metadata and then the Prism story with the email and internet metadata. That's the indiscriminate mass surveillance he's talking about. So what was all this happy crappy that came after it? How does this involve Norway spying on Russia? That was one of the revelations that got printed up from Snowden's leaks. What about Australia spying on Indonesia? This is something we ought to be concerned about, really?
Norway has attached little sensors to whales. That's how they're spying on Russia.
They've attached sensors to their IKEA furniture.
That's right. That's Sweden you're thinking of. But same damn thing. Seriously. Scandinavians.
Those little fancy screws that you get with IKEA furniture where you just twist them one like semi.
Those are actually microphones.
They're actually little listening devices. Yeah.
The Swedes are spying on me right now to find out whether or not I bought the new Royksopp album.
Yeah. But not all spying is bad, says Snowden. That's
he
pretty,
might
that's
be
pretty
into
amazing.
The fever ray.
By the way. By the way, on a serious note, I mentioned the Australia spying on Indonesia Snowden leak, which was so crucial to the preservation of the Fourth Amendment. Here's one of the ramifications of this leak, this story being reported. Again, this is Australia spying on Indonesia. It's not PRISM or it's not mass bulk surveillance, sweep it all, hoover it up, whatever you want to call it. It's Australia spying on Indonesia.
Australia's looking for the new lead singer for Men at Work. They're doing what Journey did. They're going to Indonesia.
They're wondering who's stealing all of their Vegemite sandwiches.
Colin Hay isn't going to come back for the Men at Work reunion tour, so they're going to do what Journey did. They're just going to go to Indonesia and find a new singer who sounds like him.
here's a big downside. This is a serious downside. What has happened is when those revelations led Indonesia to halt work with Australia to stem human smuggling. That's illegally transporting human beings from country to country. This is now being halted. This is basically human traffic. The Snowden revelation about Australia spying on Indonesia has prevented them from thwarting human trafficking. Good job. Good job.
I think my question would be, what in the hell is your problem that you left behind a woman who looks like that?
Well, yeah.
I still, like, every once in a while, I see those pictures online, and I'm just like, dear God, that body. Holy hell. It's terrifying perfect it is.
Really. Hey, we got to take another break back after this.
At Bubble Genius, we know that it's a dog-eat-dog world, and sometimes all you've got is man's best friend. We know you'd do anything for your precious pup. When he's a good boy, you give him his favorite treat. When he's gotta go, you take him for a nice walk. When he destroys your favorite shoes, you scold him, lament, and go shoe shopping. And when he eats God knows what, and his ass becomes a dirty, stinking mess, well, we've got your backside on that one. You know that we Bubble Geniuses make fun, awesome soaps for people, but did you also know that we make stuff for your best friend? We've got dog soaps, shampoos, and conditioners that'll clean your disgusting doggy in no time and leave him soft, cuddly, and smelling super. And we don't stop with the de-stinking there. We also make Kismet, our flea-repelling doggy perfume that leaves your pup smelling sweet and dreamy. Doggy kisses leaving you offended at your pup's palate? Turn those sour smooches to sweet with Kiss Me, our all-natural breath spray for dogs. Works wonders on humans, too. Pamper your precious pup with genius products and more at bubblegenius.com.
Stand by for a special news bulletin. Well, okay, it's not really a news bulletin. It's more like a bulletin about the news. A Buzz Burbank news and comment never went away. It just moved, and now it's part of the Realm Network. Some say the best part, but who are you going to believe? Anyway, it's now a free daily download available on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, RSS, and BuzzBurbank.com. Here's the deal. You give me 10 or 15 minutes a day, and I'll give you my world. I think you'll like it. It's all today's news, only better. Thoughtful, digestible, kind of funny, really. And I include stories that are interesting to you and me. I'll bet I can make you laugh. Sometimes I'll make you cry. Sometimes I'll make you angry. And sometimes I'll make you proud. It's stories about us. It's stories for us. You may just give up on other news. At the very least, I hope you'll listen and spread the word. Buzz Burbank News and Comment at BuzzBurbank.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Thank you, Buzz. Hey, your promo code for Bubble Genius, when you go to buy all of your bath and body products from BubbleGenius.com, make sure to enter Bob and Chez. at checkout. Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z.
Yes. Enter us.
Enter Bob and Chez.
Wow. If that's not the name of our porn parody for this show.
And we'll give you a promo code.
Exactly.
15% off at Bubble Genius.
Oh, God.
Okay. By the way, I need to talk to Paula about finally getting... I think it's damn time that I got my own soap.
Yeah, it is
you
damn
have,
time.
You have your Bob's Hibiscus, and I've been thinking about what I wanted to be. And Taryn, my girlfriend, came up with a truly, truly horrible idea, but it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Just get like a little like sort of a brownish piece of soap and wrap it in like sort of like a ball and then wrap it in kind of like a garbage bag and tie it off, and it can be a little ball of heroin.
Oh, God.
Like what I used to do years ago. No. I was actually thinking more of a pill, though. That was my thing. I'm thinking of like a Vicodin pill.
Yeah, I mean, what would you call it, though? It would be like Chez's Vicodin soap?
Chez's black tar hell. Black tar descent into hell soap. I don't know. I'd have to come up with it, but I'd like that. I'd like kind of like a pill that would be, because it basically fits my entire existence.
Well, I mean, I thought we came up
with... It's been one pharmaceutical or another.
I mean, didn't we come up with your soap on a show like months ago, something like that? Maybe even like a year ago.
I can't remember.
So it was like Chez's soapy or something like that. It's like this is the soap I used to.
I really hope we did, and you didn't just pull that out of nowhere.
No, I think it was something along those lines. Our show archivist is going to have to let us know.
Our show archivist.
I have no idea who that is. But at one point, we did come up with a Chez soap, and I just cool. don't remember.
All right, I'll have to think of another one then.
Yeah, and then once we come up with yours, it's going to be way cool, and then I'm going to want to change mine from Bob's favorite hibiscus soap, which is not really all that awesome, even though it is my favorite soap from Bubble
Genius. It's good soap. I like that soap. I have it in my bathtub right now.
Doesn't it act? It feels really good when you put it on your hands.
It smells. Story of my life. Yes.
This is the special double entendre segment of the Bob and Chez Show. Thank you very much.
All right.
The dumbest man in Congress is quite clearly Louis Gohmert.
I love that picture, by the way.
It's great.
That meme. Gohmert!
Gohmert! He's got, yeah, he just looks like, he looks like a Muppet. He really, really does. That's from, yeah, that's from Little Green Footballs. Charles Johnson game. The Gohmert.
Gohmert.
The Gohmert meme. So let me explain. Louis Gohmert is a congressman from Texas. Is now
of course he is. Where else would he be from?
He's decided that he's not going to be insured anymore. He's been dropped as of the first of the year. All members of Congress and their staffers were dropped from the what is it called? Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. That was their health insurance program. Their government run health insurance program. Which also, by the way, paid 75% of the premium every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone, and he's not signing up for a replacement healthcare plan through the Obamacare exchange, which I guess would be the D.C. exchange, either the D.C. exchange or the Texas, one of the Texas exchanges. Wait, there is no Texas exchange. They're not doing exchanges, so it's being run by the federal government. So it's either the D.C. exchange or the healthcare.gov. And so he's not going to do either one. He says, I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
So he's now without health insurance. But what he doesn't know is that he's such an idiot. What he doesn't know is that he doesn't have to buy insurance through either one of those things. He can just go directly to an insurance company, a privately owned corporate insurance company, and buy insurance directly through them. Still have all of the great consumer protections. He just won't have to go through healthcare.gov to get it. Or the DC exchange, which I forget the name of it. DC Health Link, I think it is. Won't have to do either of that. But then again, maybe he's so dumb he doesn't know how to operate a computer or a phone. Well, I find that difficult to believe. I mean, he's in Congress. He must be able to do something.
Right.
He's going to send a letter, a strongly worded letter, to his insurance provider. Hey, give me insurance. Want some of that fine insurance, because I'm Gohmert. And it's insane. So now he's part of the problem. I mean, the guy makes $174,000 a year. This is congressional taxpayer-funded congressional salary. Meanwhile, he's complaining about the fact that his would-be Obamacare premium would be much higher than what he was paying before, and that he wants to not be a part of the system and receive that subsidy.
Right.
To that, because what happened was the Obama administration passed that rule that said that they will continue to pay 75% of the premium even from the Obamacare health insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
So the 75% subsidy before was fine. It was great. It was a great plan, according to Gohmert. The 75% subsidy now is terrible.
Right.
Because, naturally, he's a moron. He's a moron. And this guy gets a vote in Congress. He gets to sponsor legislation. He gets to author legislation. Sits there in his office holding a crayon like a burrito, carving it into loose leaf, right? Louis Gohmert. All right. We got to take another break. Last break. Back after this.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
At the polar opposite end of the musical spectrum from Andrew Gold, we find ourselves at Nine Inch Nails. Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Wow, aren't you cool? Yeah. You hit the post. You spoke in time with the music.
Oh, that was not hitting the post, sir.
Yeah, I know.
That was way, way early.
I know, that's true.
My DJ skills are rusty. I mean, that's the closest I come to being an actual DJ, is playing that music out of the breaks. So, what else do we have here? Glenn Beck. Now, this has been kind of a similar topic as you've been writing about a lot on the Daily Banter recently. All this talk about the Antichrist and blaming things on the Antichrist and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Superstitious mumbo-jumbo.
You know how I feel about religion.
This is the headline from Right Wing Watch, which I have trouble saying. I always want to say White Ring Watch.
Right.
Glenn Beck thinks demonic forces are keeping his TV network off cable. As you might know, he's trying to launch Blaze TV.
Hmm.
Or that's his website. His website is called The Blaze, and now he's trying to launch Blaze TV, which would be his own cable news network.
Yeah, that'll work well.
Yeah. But he says demons are preventing his TV network from flying.
Like real honest-to-God demons?
Honest-to-God demons. He says, you also have other forces at work that aren't necessarily earthly forces that would like to see voices silenced. The demon Pazuzu is evidently...
Pazuzu?
Pazuzu. Isn't that the demon from The Exorcist?
It's the demon from The Exorcist. He's actually saying that Pazuzu is what's stopping him from being on television.
Well, I'm making that part up. But wouldn't it be funny if he actually did blame the demon from The Exorcist?
What a wonderful day to stop a cable news network.
Mercedes McCambridge spitting pea soup all over him.
God. Yeah. So, Glenn, there was another story about Glenn Beck this week where he actually apologized for being so divisive during his TV show.
Yeah, divisive. And the other one was, you know, he has these little moments of non-alcoholic clarity. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, where he'll say, like, I think he also said this week that if you don't like gay people because they're gay, then you shouldn't listen to his show. Meaning basically that he's sort of standing up for gay people, which is ridiculous coming from him. But I mean, I suppose, you know, the whole thing about a clock being right twice a day, a broken clock.
By the way, you'll also want to know that The Blaze will report miracles as true.
I'm sorry?
The Blaze will report miracles as being true. He said, Glenn Beck says, quote, I refuse to read on my own website or see on my own network the phrase, some believe this is a miracle. If we're going to print it, or we're going to say it, it's either a miracle or it's not. I believe in miracles. Yes! He didn't say the yes part. That was from the...
Brain.
That was from the Olympics. Brain! InfoWars. Do we believe in miracles or not? As a company, we do.
As a company, we believe in miracles. Wow. I want to see that mission statement.
As a nation, we used to, and if we're going to survive, we must.
No, we mustn't. No, we mustn't. If we're going to survive as a nation, we need to stop believing in miracles and stop believing in superstition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's my issue. Look, you know what? For the most part, given the way things are right these days when it comes to how Christian fundamentalists behave and how all religious fundamentalists behave, I tend to call myself an atheist. But the bottom line is nobody can be a true atheist. You're for the most part an agnostic because you don't know
exactly.
Shit.
Yeah.
You really don't. Yeah. You know, I'm always willing to concede that there may be something greater than all of us out there. Mm-hmm. And it's very possible. But the bottom line is it's not something that's been it hasn't even come close to being described by man. And these idiots, these people who like, you know, what I wrote about at Banter this week, the discussion between Robert Jeffress, who is this pastor from Dallas, and Bill O'Reilly on his show the other night, where with a completely straight face, total matter-of-factly, as if you and I were sitting and talking about the weather, and yeah. Jeffress is talking about how Obama is preparing the way for the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Antichrist is coming soon, and when he does, he's going to be this and this, and the Bible says that, and the Bible's predicted what Obama's behavior is going to be, and Bill O'Reilly's sitting there nodding. And I'm just thinking, this conversation should be taking place in the rec room of a mental hospital.
That's right. That's
between,
right.
You know, Cheswick and
Banchini.
You know, yeah. I mean, this is insane.
I bet a dime.
This is insane.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we've talked about Jeffress before.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffress, my favorite Jeffress line is, "The Lord Jesus Christ." He's that guy. Remember?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Because everything is not, it's not like Jesus or God. It's always the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a
Dallas demagogue.
Yeah, he's like every televangelist wrapped into one.
Yeah,
and just way too happy. He always just looks thrilled with
right. So, and that's it exactly. He's got that smug sort of big smile, like Jesus is coming soon and everything's going to be just fine. And I'm just it bothers the hell out of me because it shouldn't. I shouldn't give a crap. But you know, I look. Every once in a while, it's like I watched that the other night, and I just sat and I like picked up my phone and looked at it. And I'm like, I'm just going to double check here and make sure I'm living in the year 2014. Like, okay, it is actually 2014.
Yeah, it really
and,
is.
And this Bronze Age crap is still being adhered to and trumpeted as if it were fact.
And as we're evaluating the things that are wrong with the United States. It's not, you know, voter ID or the national debt or
right.
The environment or
it's
dependency
prayer in schools
on,
and Jesus and all that crap.
It's the fact that news networks don't report enough on miracles as being real.
Right. That's it's, you know, I wrote actually one of the first time I wrote about this was back during the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. And it was it was during the – I can't remember. It might have been a midterm election coming up. Or no, it was – no, you know what it was? It was 2008 election. It was it was when Obama was going to be elected. And they do this every time where all the presidential candidates show up for like – not the Values Voters Summit, but they show up for something else where like they all go and get an audience with, you know, what's his ass?
Rick
the guy
Warren.
Who runs the Saddleback, yeah. You know, Rick.
Rick Warren.
His name, Rick yeah. Warren. Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, where they come and they answer questions from an audience about Christ and their faith and all that. And I was so angry because I'm like, the economy has just tanked. We're still in Iraq. There are so many things wrong with this country. We do not have the luxury to have any of our leaders standing up there talking about metaphysical horseshit.
Yeah.
How dare you think we have the luxury to worry about this? It doesn't matter how your freaking faith guides you.
Mm-hmm.
There are more problems sitting right in front of us that are very real that have to be fixed right now. We don't have time for this.
Yep.
And we're still there. Here we are again.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like just a lot of hocus pocus, pandering. I mean, really what it is ultimately is pandering.
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's move because I want to talk about this before we get to the end of the show. Because I played the Goodfellas thing at the top of the show, and I just want to throw this in here. It's not necessarily political, but it's kind of fun. Five people said to be a part of a New York crime family were arrested today, including a 78-year-old man accused of participating in a notorious 1978 airport heist that inspired the movie Goodfellas.
The Lufthansa heist.
The Lufthansa heist. Absolutely. Yeah. More than three decades after the $5 million in cash, right, and $1 million in jewelry was stolen from a Lufthansa Airlines cargo building at John F. Kennedy International Airport, the FBI arrested Vincent Asaro, an alleged leader of the Bonanno organized...
The Bonanno family. Joey Bananas.
Yeah. Organized crime family on robbery charges. Four other men who prosecutors said were members of the New York-based gang were arrested for other crimes.
Yep.
This is fascinating because...
So somewhere Henry is...
Yeah, I just want to play
this. Henry's in the shower yelling, "Yeah, Jimmy!"
Well, it's funny. I mean, well, Henry Hill's dead, right?
Right. Is he?
Yeah.
Did he die? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he died, I want to say like last year, maybe the year before.
I was going to say, it wasn't that long ago.
But I mean, it's so funny that they're still, that this case was still open after all this time. It's like the Lufthansa case. They're still investigating the 1978 Lufthansa heist. It's astonishing to me. And by the way, I'm sure they used all kinds of wiretaps and surveillance against these guys.
Yep.
Just wanted to throw that in there.
Dude, Meyer Lansky, man. Meyer Lansky died at like the age of, I was like 79, 80, something like that, in Miami Beach, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Sitting on his ass. Seriously, you know?
At the time of the JFK caper, the currency was being shipped to a U.S. bank from West Germany, and the theft was the biggest cash heist ever in the United States. The stolen $5 million in cash would be worth $17.9 million in 2013 dollars.
That's awesome.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. These good fellows thought they had a license to steal, a license to kill, and a license to do whatever they wanted. Well, that's very true, the FBI said. It may be decades later, but the FBI's determination to investigate and bring wise guys to justice will never waver.
Yeah, but, I mean, I get it. It will never waver, but if you're this guy, and you're what? How old is he? 78?
Yeah.
You're this guy, and you pulled off a $5 million heist, and you're a mobster. You know what? Is it worth it to make that kind of money and live that kind of life and then live out maybe the last 2 years of your life in prison? Yes. It absolutely is. If you told me I had to live like the pissing in my pants years behind bars, but the rest of it could be awesome, I would absolutely take that deal.
Yeah, I guess you got to be wired for it. Because, I mean, I'd be spending all of those intervening years just constantly looking over my shoulder. Like, oh, crap. I mean, I'm going to be busted at any moment. They're going to get me. I mean, you know, and surprise, too. I mean, because Henry Hill, I mean, the story of Henry Hill, who's the Ray Liotta character in Goodfellas. Henry Hill turned against, you know, the entire family. I mean, it just gave everybody up. I mean, that was the famous ending of the movie where he ended up going to the witness protection program and would occasionally reemerge. I mean, he would appear on... Henry Hill would go on the Howard Stern show all the time, which I always thought was so ballsy of him.
Right.
But you think, like, at some point in between, he's either going to get killed or he's going to... Or he will have... I guess what the point I'm getting at here is, why didn't he give up the Lufthansa heist people when he was, you know, under trial and when he was giving everybody else up?
I don't know. Maybe they thought that the other guys they arrested would roll on that. Who knows?
So that's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right, though. I mean, you know, the old gangsters. I mean, crap, you wind up like Feach LaManna in The Sopranos, where what is it? Didn't Christopher get him put back in jail?
Yeah.
Sent back to prison over like the TV and the truck?
But I mean, it's just the thing. If you know anything about RICO, you know that the FBI does everything to monitor these guys. I mean, they follow them. They wiretap them. They put bugs everywhere. I mean, just a simple watching of The Sopranos, for God's sake.
Yep.
Gives you a good idea.
I had a member of a friend of the family who lived in Providence. And Providence is, you know, is good mafia territory. In fact, I think they even mentioned that in The Departed, where Nicholson's character says they will never stop having the mafia in Providence.
Yeah.
And when I was like maybe 10 years old or whatever, my dad takes me over to visit some family friends over in Providence, and I go to use the phone, and the guy who's I'm not even going to mention his name, but the guy who owns the place, he just tells me, he goes, "Be careful." And I'm like, what do you mean, be careful? And he like points to this. They put a little index card up on like over the phone, and it's got a drawing of a stick figure. And then a wire, like a curly wire, like a telephone cord, mm-hmm. to another stick figure. And then in between, there's a line that goes down and another little stick figure wearing headphones. And it says rat underneath.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Basically, yes, their phone was tapped, or they assumed their phone was tapped.
Oh, yeah. You always assume that. Always assume that. And, of course, there's good justification for monitoring these guys.
Sure.
For surveilling them.
No, that's bad, because it's the U.S. government. The U.S. government shouldn't engage in surveillance.
Yeah, not at all. Not on its own people. Not on its own people. Shouldn't be doing any of that stuff.
That's right. Thank God for heroes like Glenn Greenwald and his heroism.
Heroes. Here the other
He is just at home stroking it so hard to that. He's over in Brazil right there, right now, just jerking off all over his boyfriend.
He's hanging out down at the beach at Rio, just demonstrating how he can cut glass with his erect nipples.
That's absolutely true.
Here are the other wise guys who were caught in this Lufthansa heist. I guess it was announced today. Jack Bonventure, 45. 45 years old. He's like our age. Seems
spell
odd.
That?
B-O-N... V-E-N-T-R-E.
Huh.
Interesting. So that guy, 1978, that guy was like 10.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know how he was possibly involved. Tommy D. DeFiore.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname was Tommy D.
I love all these gotta have that.
Wise guy nicknames, Tommy D. And John Bazoo Regano.
My
people too. His nickname, yep. His nickname was Bazoo.
All right, we need nicknames. We need a nickname for you, Bob. Bobby C.
Bobby. That's the easy one. I don't know. Oh God. Well, you can be DP. That's you.
Oh God.
Chez, yes. DP Pazienza.
Wouldn't be the first time.
All right. Oh, hey, look, it's time to end the show. We got to end the show. All right. Oh, wait, this is the wrong.
Genius Bob and Chad.
I did the wrong button. It's the same song, so what the hell?
Yeah, whatever.
So, got a big after party because there's a lot of stuff we didn't get to on the free show this week. So, you want to subscribe to the after party, you want to get all that extra stuff, go to bobseska.com, go to the after party, sign up. It's $6 a month. You can cancel at any time. We're going to talk about, where the hell is Steve Stockman? It's a good question.
I love it. He's off walking the earth.
Little thing, the anti-NSA guys are making all the same mistakes as the Occupy Wall Street movement. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Sirota's journalism derp. That's coming up. He really stepped in it this week. I mean, really, really badly. News about the Smarties candy that will make you kind of vomit. We're going to talk about some...
I love Smarties.
What's that?
I love Smarties. Yes. Nara loves Smarties.
So do I. It's the only fruit-flavored candy that I enjoy. We're going to talk, like I said before, we're going to talk about the Richard Sherman rave out. Get some analysis on that. And a whole lot more. It's coming up on the after party. Once again, $6 a month. A bargain at twice the price. Let's go and sign up, why don't you, and tell some friends too. And write it up on Twitter or Facebook. By the way, if I see another Justin Bieber post with a mugshot on Facebook,
so it's deleted banter right now.
I mean, I swear to God, I'm really kind of hovering over the cancel Facebook button. Like, I'm really fed up with Facebook.
Really?
If it's not the Bieber mugshot, it's, you know, viral Nova all over the place. I'm so sick of it. I'm getting ready to cancel Facebook, but you'll never guess what happens next.
That's right.
Okay, that's it for the show. See you next week, folks. Bye.